Rating, there's not a real rating. Pairing, McShep, if you choose to take it that way. Word count, 830. This fic is written for Bibliocat. On Earth as it is in Heaven. John kicks Rodney's bathroom door and yells, "Stop that, or you'll go blind," causing Rodney to get shampoo in his eyes and curse for 5 minutes straight. If his eyes end up bloodshot when he has to make a presentation to the International Committee on the developments in astrophysics that have come out of Atlantis, he's replacing John's hair gel with glue. All 27 bottles the man is planning to sneak on the Daedalus. Luckily, Symbiosyn clears his eyes up, and John goes with him to the presentation, smiling affably and generally making Rodney look like even more of a jackass when he blusters his way through the small talk that always annoys him about these things. John smiles harder when Rodney starts swearing at some German man who dares to claim that he should have gotten Rodney's position. The man left the room shaken and broken, causing John to loop an arm around Rodney's shoulder and beam. Feel better now that you've ruined someone's life? No, I just hate these things. And you. Mostly you, though. John smiles, turns real at his words, and his face bunches up fetchingly. Rodney makes a disgusted noise and walks off, leaving John trailing behind him, spreading charm as he walks. He's surprised four-leaf clovers don't spring up under the man's feet. John sits on the left side of the audience and makes faces at Rodney throughout his whole speech. Rodney actually has to stop in the middle so he doesn't start laughing. He hides it by drinking a glass of water, but everyone in the audience is more amazed by his ability to talk that much without seemingly taking a breath than by his speech. They don't understand most of it anyway. John does, though, and he makes a bad joke about Heisenberg afterwards that makes Rodney admit defeat. There is no way he could be an even more annoying human being than John. Clearly, his hair gives him some sort of magical edge. They end up at some McDonald's that is open all night, where Rodney scribbles new diagrams for a revised idea on minute improvements in M theory, and John spends 5 whole minutes not throwing spitballs at Rodney's hair. Rodney frowns at him. When did I get more mature than you? John shrugs easily. I've kind of been asking myself that question too, all night. It was a nice speech. It's too bad that no one understood a word of it. You really gave it enthusiastically, though. That definitely counts for something. Rodney stares at him. Why are we here? We're not even friends here. We're on Earth. Go bond with some grunts or something. John's smile goes flat. He stops talking and stares out the window, watching the cars periodically glide past. Then he kicks Rodney under the table. Rodney starts laughing. John is looking at him out of the corner of his eyes, making sad faces. Oh God, fine. We're friends here too, as much as either of us have friends. John answers with his eyebrows, shrugging with his face. He is the only person Rodney has ever seen with the ability to do that. The cashiers behind the counter look tired and bored, though one straightens up when John goes up to get them some apple pies. He waits very carefully until Rodney has taken a bite and says, "So did you see American pie?" Rodney spits apple on the table and on his diagrams. He starts whacking Shepard with his briefcase at that point, and the cashiers laugh. John leaves $200 bills on the counter for each of them. There are crappy jobs on Atlantis, and then there were crappy jobs on Earth. They walk out to the parking lot, John huddled down in his jacket, because even in the desert it gets cold at night. Rodney is staring at the sky. The stars look familiar and different at the same time. He looks over at John. How did you feel the last time we were on Earth? Tired and kind of distant, the same way I've always felt on Earth. John was leaning on the other side of the car, looking at him over the top. Rodney frowns. Yes, we're just a couple of guys who didn't feel at home until we were in another galaxy. John nods. Rodney gets in the car and they drive around the desert for a few hours, aimless driving, with time stretching out before them. Life holds still for those hours as they pick at each other, and Rodney makes John stop for coffee twice, and they end up in the middle of nowhere on the hood of the car, looking up at the sky. Rodney falls asleep with his head on John's shoulder, and they stay out there until the sun rises, pink and gold, making John whistle at the stark beauty. Rodney groans about his back and John smiles because Earth feels a little more like home when he has his arms around Rodney. The end. I have to say, I actually kind of like this fic. A little bit. So I'm kind of proud of it. So I guess if everybody hates it, too bad. That's all. Thanks for listening. Bye.